Describe another city you would like to stay in for a short time.
Number one, why do people sometimes go to other cities or other countries to travel? There are lots of reasons why people might go to other cities from time to time. The first one that comes to mind is visiting friends or family. It's pretty common for family members to live in different cities. So, when they want to spend time together, people might go to another city and stay with family for a while. It's the same with friends. Another reason is simply out of curiosity or a desire to travel. It's nice to go to another city and check out the scenery there. Two, why are historical cities so popular? I suppose that historical cities are popular because they teach people a lot about the past. It's one thing to read about history in a textbook. It's a completely different ballgame to visit a historical city and see the past come to life in front of your very eyes. For example, when you tour a historical city, you can walk through ancient buildings that served a role in your country's history. It's really cool to experience history like that. Three, why do places with historical sites develop the tourism industry more actively? It seems to me that places with historical sites depend on the tourism industry to support their economy. So they do everything they can to draw in visitors. They might have things like walking tours that let people see historical sites up close, or they might have other cool attractions and events based around those historical sites. In addition to supporting local businesses, the income from tourists can help preserve those historical sites and keep them intact for future generations. Four, do you think tourists may come across bad things in other cities? Unfortunately, I think it's inevitable for tourists to come across bad things in other cities. No matter where you go, nothing goes according to plan. Sometimes, bad things can happen. A common issue for cities with lots of tourists is petty theft. Unsuspecting tourists can get their wallets or other valuables stolen in the blink of an eye. There are lots of pickpockets who hang out in the crowded areas and target tourists. 5. Do most people like planned trips? Is it necessary to make a plan before visiting a city? Yes, I'd say that most people like planned trips. It helps keep things less stressful. If you're always winging it, you might not be able to get the things you need for a good trip. For example, if you don't book ahead, you might find that there is no available rooms at the hotel you want to stay at. That being said, I don't think it's entirely necessary to make a plan before visiting a city. Sometimes you can afford to be spontaneous. But for the most part, it's good to think ahead. 6. Why is the noise pollution worse in tourist cities than in other cities? Well, tourist cities are simply more crowded than other cities. There are always visitors flocking in from all over the world. So, in addition to the already high population, there are people all over the place. That's bound to bump up the noise levels. It's too bad for locals, since they probably just want to live in peace without all these noisy tourists. But I guess that's the price you pay for living in a famous city that draws in lots of visitors. Yes, go go go. 淘宝店铺原创。